Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean,
no.
That's a lack
no,
of judgment.
But to go back to the point, worst coach? No, Josh is not on the list of worst coach. Mo Iboworse, that's for sure.
Okay, well, there you have it. You got your pound of flesh with Mo.
You know what's wild? On that, it is wild that Josh got out of that deal for having such bad judgment, too. And many would not have. Many would not have. Like Georgia Tech, he's gonna get through this whole deal. And he's going to be the coach of Georgia Tech probably for a long time.
Been through two athletic directors. Sometimes if you live right.
If you live, like he's going to live through it. So.
Well, and clearly Ron Bell was making things up. Like he was not a credible.
Yeah, but
that man said, do whatever it takes. Said that Josh told him, do whatever it takes. Pay whatever it takes to get Markell Crawford.
Yeah, but John, on your point, though.
Markell?
Right.
Whatever it takes,
right.
Josh.
Well, coming off an ACL injury.
Bro.
Yeah.
On your point, though, John, and this, I think this is worthy of putting on the radio, many coaches, what the universities usually do is they just throw the baby out with the bathwater. You never really survive that sort of judgment.
Yeah.
Josh is actually going to learn a lesson and get through the damn thing,
oh,
which
he's
is
learned
remarkable.
A lesson. He is absolutely
and an unbelievable one, but yes.
Yeah, let's go make him – he's a better coach now than he was early enough.
I'm more impressed that he survived the whole Wendell Carter stripper assistant thing.
Well, they had two ADs, yeah. Too. The new AD
yes.
didn't have to keep him.
Yes,
but
exactly.
I forgot about that
again,
one.
Again, Josh lives right.
Exactly right. Anyway.
Interesting.
Yes, Josh Pastner is not one of the worst coaches of all time in Memphis. Speaking of Josh Pastner and Memphis, how about this? Orlando Antigua, who used to be an assistant coach here at Memphis.
Yeah, head coach of South Florida for a minute.
Yep. He is back with Cal. He is back with Cal.
So this is official now, right? This has been talked about for a while.
Yes, it is official. Kentucky is adding Orlando Antigua, who was at Illinois. Actually, they've poached two assistants from Illinois this season. They've got Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman.
Jeez.
Both coming over from Illinois. Chin Coleman, I believe, was the primary recruiter for Adam Miller, who has since transferred and committed to LSU.
Old Illini Chester Frazier coming back for the Illini to join that staff for Underwood. He was at Virginia Tech.
Is he an assistant?
He's going to be the assistant replacing Antigua.
Wow. Yeah. But Kentucky has made their hires official, and it just sort of gets me to thinking about Memphis. As we know, Memphis has, you know, we thought going into the season they would have maybe multiple openings, right, because the Jermaine Johnson position, Penny told us at that time, was temporary. That could mean two seasons. Could mean three. Everything in life, though, is temporary, isn't it? There's very few things in life that are permanent.
Yeah, Shanahan was saying that.
How do you mean?
Before the draft, he said we could all be.
Oh,
dead.
Exactly. Yeah.
You sound
exactly.
like him right now.
We could all be
weirdly.
Gone by Sunday.
Yes.
But Jermaine Johnson is going to come back. We know that. But there is an opening right now. There is an opening for Memphis basketball, and. You know, is there an Orlando Antigua out there for Penny Hardaway to bring to the University of Memphis, Jason?
A former head coach?
Yeah.
With this IARP thing hanging over?
Well, it's not like it's coming down the pike tomorrow.
Well, as you pointed out, that was in the article buried in there that they all think it's going to be within a year.
Yeah.
So that's still looming over you. I just wonder, you know, Munns has put out a list, and it's mostly we've talked about – you know, some names, you hear the usual suspects,
and a Todd Day, guys who Penny already knows.
Exactly.
Right? And you wonder if that's what it's sort of going to be, like it was with Jermaine Johnson after missing on Nolan Smith. If that's the way you're going to go. Faraji, I think, was one of the names that Munz had brought. Interesting thing about Faraji, I don't know that we've talked about this on air, but we said when he went to Vanderbilt, was hired by Jerry Stackhouse, having come off a very successful career at Whitehaven and at Mitchell, and having been with Team Penny on the grassroots level, we said when he went to Vandy, the deal was, hey, we're hiring you because we like what you did in high school, but you can get us Matthew Morrell. They end up not getting Matthew Morrell, who obviously goes to Ole Miss, and I don't know if it had been reported it was going to happen, but
yeah.
His coaching there was definitely tied to getting Matthew Morrell. He's as of right now, he's back on the support staff. So in many ways, sort of like the Keelan Lawson deal, once Tubby got here, right, you put him back on the support staff from an assistant spot. Now that was for a different reason, but Faraji, yes, it looks like that after 2 years of being an assistant at Vandy, and last I checked, I'm not even sure he had Vandy on his Twitter account anymore, but it still lists him as now director of player personnel, but not getting he's revamped that whole coaching staff that time included Faraji. You just wonder, you know, Faraji's in a different spot now where he's not an assistant at Vandy. He's now on that support staff. Vandy, if Faraji had been one of the names mentioned by Munz, who was the other one? Chris Cheeks, the guy that's at Boston College, has been mentioned before as an assistant coach. I just wonder if Penny's going to, you know, end up in a spot with getting a guy he's very familiar with rather than some, you know, X's and O's or former head coach or Larry Brown type that you might have envisioned at one point, just because the thing worked with Jermaine. You can look at it that way. And then I don't know what that pool's looking like with this IARP thing hanging over you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
that was hanging over you when you were after Nolan Smith, but you also didn't get him.
Exactly. I mean, I think, is holding you back. I mean, it just is. Until you know what's going to happen and how hard it's going to be, and how hard you're going to get hit, whatever, that's definitely going to make it harder for you to hire those types of guys.
I will say, when they were 6-5, the need for that guy, right, some drastic improvement,
right,
felt much greater.
Yep.
Is that perfectly fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Because they figured it out afterwards. And we can point to a number of reasons. You might want to say Alex Lomas getting hurt helped with the rotation, just simplified some things. But the fact is, they got it figured out without that guy. And so this feel or the narrative that was out there that Penny needs a guy or a former head coach, it doesn't nearly feel the same that it might have once did to a lot of people.
Yeah. No, I think you're exactly right. But that's the latest. Illinois is making some moves. We'll continue to wait on Memphis to make theirs official here soon. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jordan Mintz is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about his new gig there at Jacksonville. He's got Scott Cherry on his staff. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekday mornings from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually served world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, 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 and you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. Memphis BBQCO.com.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Danny, what kind of mom are you?
I'm a working mom.
And there's stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, even pets moms. And what do y'all all have in common?
We love diamonds.
And the reason is because diamonds last forever, just like your love for your kids.
That's exactly right.
And they remind you every day when you're wearing them around your neck, on your wrist, on your fingers, on your ears, you're always reminded of how much your kids love you.
That's what we want for Mother's Day from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Diamonds.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
This is the Small Business Report sponsored by Verizon, sharing how small businesses can thrive in their community. After an exceptionally difficult year, small businesses today are working tirelessly to stand tall and regain their stance as the backbone of local communities. The quicker businesses are able to pivot and adapt, the greater their success will be. As they do so, it's important for businesses to focus on their customers by finding new and unique ways to amplify their messaging, especially as they reinvent themselves in their community. Great customer experiences and relationships are key to maintaining success as a small business.
Come in for Verizon Small Business Days. Our team of trained business specialists will give you a complimentary tech evaluation to help jumpstart your communications, connectivity, and security. Plus, limited time offers worth up to $1,000. Verizon Small Business Days from April 29th through May 7th. Come into a participating store or book a virtual appointment at verizon.com/smallbusiness. Shop in-store safely. Offers available on select smartphones with new line number transfer and eligible trade-in. Terms apply.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more. Recruiters from all 7 of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are 4 amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all 4 are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. Yeah. New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I've known that I wanted to be a doctor since the age of 7. My grandfather asked me what I wanted to be, and I said a doctor. He was like, "You're kidding." Becoming a doctor is a major accomplishment, but to have your own practice is even bigger than that. For me to be my own boss and run it the way I want to, it was just amazing. It's been a very personal, step-by-step relationship with Triumph. There's definitely a difference when you're working with someone who understands what your goal is. I feel like Triumph had a lot of confidence in me. I want my patients to feel as if there is no other doctor on this planet that they should go to. And I want to be able to be there for them and help them to understand what's going on with their bodies. That's what doctors do. We're here to take care of patients. So when they think of Muse Primary Care, they should think that this is home. Tasha Meeks, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mother's Day is coming up, Jason.
Don't I know it?
You going to North Carolina?
No.
Oh,
I'll be sending something to North Carolina.
You'll be sending something to North Carolina. Well, your mom deserves it. And if you're listening, your mom deserves it.
That's right.
All moms deserve it. They deserve to be pampered. They deserve to be shown how much we appreciate them this Mother's Day. Working moms, stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, baby moms. Whatever the case may be, it's our first Mother's Day, Sam's first Mother's Day in our house, so I know I got to make it happen, Captain. I'm going to start by heading over to Robert Irwin Jewelers because they got lots of different specials. They've got pendants, two intertwining diamond hearts set in gold or silver with a diamond in the middle starting at just $199. They got earrings. They got stackable bands, anything and everything for every budget over at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
That's a particularly important first Mother's Day for John, no question about it. But they're all important is what we find out, man. And if it's the mother of your children or if it's your own mom, like we said, Robert Irwin Jewelers got the perfect gift. Love's Crossing pendants, how about that? Two intertwining diamond hearts. They're set in gold or silver, your choice. With a diamond in the middle, it's the perfect gift for mom. Starts at only $199. New quarter carat diamond hoop earrings, a little more at $399. Still a great deal. Stackable bands for mom starting at $199. Great deal. And then Robert Irwin Jewelers also has the perfect gift for the pet mom, a diamond paw necklace for you dog moms out there. Can get a couple of them in, only $79. Point is, Howie's got all different options for you, a bunch of different great ideas, hundreds of them. Great financing options available, always bigger, brighter diamonds over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five locations are online at rijewelers.com.
Out at Bartlett High School, our man Jason Munns is on the scene. We appreciate him being there. Josh Minot is playing, and look, he looks like a, you know, he's a big, tall kid, long, lanky kid. This video that Munns has posted is a missed dunk, you know, Munns, like, you know, you can't post the kid's missed dunk, man. I mean, you let the young man make one, brother. I mean, I get what you're saying here, Munns. I get it. But let the young man make a dunk before you go. I mean, this looks like a low light.
I mean, he's coming down the lane there. He's barreling down the lane. That part looked good.
Yeah, but he missed the dunk, you know? It's not very a missed dunk now? Come on, man.
Dude, it's a freaking practice scrimmage game. I think we can understand
finish.
That some guys miss dunks in these things. It's find the positive in it.
Finish. That's all I'm saying. But, yeah, I mean, he looks like sort of what you think you're getting, like the, you know, 6'8", 6'9",
yeah,
kid
long.
Who can handle the ball and bring the ball up and play, you know, different positions for the University of Memphis next season, like a, you know, Wesley Witherspoon type kind of, you know, a guy who can bring it up and do these kinds of things. I think that's kind of that's sort of the comparison I would shoot for Josh Minot as a Wesley Witherspoon type.
Paolo Banchero, Duke commitment, A.J. Griffin, Duke guy, J.D. Davison, who at one time Penny Hardaway was interested in. He's headed to Alabama in this thing, along with locals like Jonathan Lawson, like Kennedy Chandler, who went out, played his senior season at Sunrise after a fantastic career at Briarcrest Christian. All of the best, and it's brought out not just the Jonathan Gavonis of the world, you know, ESPN's draft experts, but as Gavoni points out, representative from just about every NBA team. Bunch of his execs going to be here. As well as, sounds like, some NBA-level guys and Steven Jackson, Matt Barnes again.
Yep.
Imagine Rasheed's going to be out there. We were talking about him earlier. It's also got a nice little twist. Besides the Gonzaga, we talked about Chet Holmgren's going to be there. Hunter Salas is going to be there. But also one of the top women's, I guess girls in this instance, girls basketball players coming out of high school, but going to be headed to South Carolina, one of the best programs in the country. Raven Johnson is actually going to be on the team with Jonathan Lawson. So they got a standout girl in this thing as well. But it'll be obviously about a time for NBA execs, to get their eyes on these guys in a situation where you don't have the McDonald's All-American game like you usually would. Is the Jordan Brand Classic being played?
I don't know if it is, man. It's a good question.
I want to tell you that it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
And that this is – because the way this thing's been described as me is this is sort of the one thing that they are going to have this year, and that's why everybody in terms of these NBA execs and these scout types are so interested in coming down, seeing what they're going to see. So Munn's in the right place right now out at Bartlett High School because pretty much most of the top talent in the country, at least in terms of this age level, high school going on to college, is out there right now.
Yeah, which is a very cool thing.
There's a lot about Bartlett pulling that back, too.
Yeah.
Because the last one was in December, wasn't a year ago.
December.
The Iverson Classic. Remember, Lamar Knox shined in that thing.
That's right.
Had like a 37-point game. Next day, he's getting offered by Penny Hardaway. A little bit different here, where, again, you've got a lot more national flavor in this one. And I'm telling you what, I mean, it's the place to be this weekend out at Bartlett High School.
Yeah, I mean, and you were sort of asking the question during the break, you know, with events like this and the talent that is coming through Memphis. You know, is Memphis going to be the basketball capital of the United States of America in the next couple of years? I mean,
I wouldn't go that far. There was a time when Memphis had the Nike Hoop Summit.
Right.
Was coming here on a regular basis. McDonald's All-American game, yeah. But for a minute there, you had the Hoop Summit, and Memphis was the spot. So you'd get these guys. I remember that year Wayne Ellington came. I remember the year that Thad Young was in the hoop, wanted to play more because that one was here. So for a while, you know, we've sort of been considered this. And I think when you come here and they can put on events like they did back in December, you know, Iverson having his name on this thing too, I think it just makes it easier. You're not Dallas in terms of in the center of the country. You know, you can get to both about the same.
Yep.
But it's not much different than that in terms of coming down to Memphis. Easy to get to, all that kind of thing. And look, it speaks well, too, of that Bartlett facility out there.
Yes, it does.
These guys want to come back, and this is the place where this is going down. Like I said, 30 NBA execs, or at least representative from 30 NBA teams, expected to be out there. It's big time. Big time. I'm interested to see how a guy like Jonathan Lawson stacks up, you know? Of course, you're one of the big fish in the pond over at Houston. And, again, we think highly of you. Going to have a chance to play early, especially with Davion Warren out of the mix now. Maybe your chance is even greater.
Yep.
Going to have a chance to play early at Memphis. Always interesting to see how your guys stack up, those Memphis guys. I remember Joe Jackson not having a super great McDonald's All-American performance. James Wiseman, did he play? Did they have theirs? Remember, he was named the McDonald's. You know, I remember the day he got it. He got the McDonald's All-American. McDonald's folks came here. But did he play in the game? Remember, Dedrick Lawson played.
Yeah,
and
I think he played.
Yeah.
So did Precious. I think Precious led all scorers.
Precious, I remember, is who we talked about. That's who we were because the man he was in that game.
Yeah, he definitely played.
I don't remember him having a monster line. A lot of times it's hard for bigs.
Yeah, because it's like Cole Anthony and all those dudes.
You're,
you know?
Like Dedrick Lawson, you're waiting on somebody to throw him the ball, and those games don't lend themselves to that.
Yeah.
Shaq Goodwin, who came to Memphis from Atlanta, was in the McDonald's All-American game. But, again, you're a big. You're not getting the ball thrown to you, and nobody's running any half-court offense. Typically, those guards like to come across and jack that ball, you know, or get some fancy assist.
Yeah.
And so for the bigs, especially here locally, it hadn't been all that great.
Precious had 22.
But hopefully Jonathan can shine in a situation like
James
this.
James had 13 and 6.
Yep. We were talking about Precious and his motor.
Yep.
That's what we were talking about after that game. Because wasn't a bunch of them offensive rebounds?
Uh-huh.
He was an absolute stud on the boards. You knew you were getting a guy who was going to be a tremendous motor inside.
Yeah.
Turned out to be right.
But, yeah, I mean, there's an awesome event happening in Memphis all week long. We're going to talk to Jonathan Gavone about that tomorrow, get his thoughts on who he's seen. Obviously, some Memphis relevant recruits that are playing in that. We'll get into all of that with Jonathan Gavone tomorrow here on the show.
TJ Madlock's out there, too.
Yeah.
Apparently showing well.
Yep. We will come back. We'll talk to Jordan Mincy. Jordan Mincy is going to join us. We'll talk to him about his new job going from Florida to obviously Jacksonville and the challenges and why this was the right job, all that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines. And covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes. And get out the word. So the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
After the year we've had, there's no doubt this should be the best Mother's Day ever. What she needs and often secretly wants is time for her to relax, be pampered, and be treated like the hero she is. Facials, massages, stretch sessions, and more. Turn her aw thank you into ah thank you with the gift of Massage Envy. Visit any location in Collierville, Cordova, Germantown, or Midtown, and our staff will help you pick out the perfect treatment for your mom. Or call 290-2234.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
What do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only 2 diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com/safety, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
West Coast smoking on Gusher, yeah. Cartier white, bussin', yeah. I done ran up a whole lot, yeah. I don't want to just top, yeah.
His name is head coach Jordan Mincy. He's the head coach at Jacksonville down in Florida, had been at Florida under Mike White as one of his lead assistants. He's a Memphian. Y'all know Jordan Mincy, played at Ridgeway, then went on to a great career at Kent State, and now is the head at Jacksonville. He's got his first head coaching job at Division I. We're happy for him and thankful for the time. Coach, congratulations, brother. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate you guys having me on.
What did it feel like, Coach? You come from a basketball family.
What did it feel like to be able to tell the family? I guess what it goes back to March when this became official, to tell the family that you were going to be, you know, head coach in your own Division I basketball program. What were those feelings like, Jordan?
You know what? Just having the opportunity to kind of hear my mom's voice. Obviously, with the whole COVID situation going on, I haven't really had a chance to even see her the last year and a half. And so just calling her and saying, hey, Mom, you know, I got some news for you. And just telling her, you know, I was next head coach at JU. Man, you could just kind of hear her break down in the background. And so it was an unbelievable feeling. I'm extremely blessed. And like I said, just blessed to be in the position I'm in.
You know, look, you're at a high-profile program, Jordan, there in Florida. You know, you guys are having some success. How do you sort of, you know, determine which job, you know, and I don't know if this is your first job offer to be a head coach, but I'm assuming that there's sort of a process that you go through. How did you sort of arrive at the decision that, hey, this is the one that's right for me to leave for?
Well, you know, during the NCAA tournament, I probably had about three or four jobs that were, you know, pursuing me and asking me just, you know, different interests and what I like to call that, you know, home for the next few years. And, you know, I have an agent, Will Reese. He's unbelievable. He was great at helping me sort through information. But then at the same time, you know, a lot of your choices in life, as I like to tell our players, they come down to the people who, you know, you want to work with every day. And so just having the opportunity to sit down and talk to Alex Rickard Gilbert, our athletic director, you know, he and I had the same vision for, you know, not just the JU basketball program, but, you know, JU as a whole. And so going through the interview process, being able to kind of speak to him and then also speak to the athletic department and a couple faculty and staff, you know, it was an unbelievable feeling. It was a family feeling. And so it was just a place where I felt like, you know, it could be home for the next few years. And like I said, it was based on a decision based on a family feel.
Did I read two $8 million new on-campus practice facility, Jordan?
Absolutely. You know, we're excited about it. It's going to be great, especially from a recruiting standpoint. We believe it gives us a competitive advantage. But it shows, you know, like I said, talking to the people, but then also just being able to see the dedication and the commitment they have to our basketball program, building that type of practice facility for our guys, it shows the level of commitment they have for us to be successful.
You got to be, too, Jordan. I don't know if you've got to, but if I'm not mistaken, I ain't trying to tell on you, but what, you won't be 35 till October, right? Got to be one of the youngest one of the youngest Division I coaches. You got to be on that list, don't you?
I do. You know what? I am one of the youngest. It's funny because one of our assistant coaches, Scott Cherry, he's actually been in Memphis the last few years. I know he's over there assisting at Brockers Christian School. And so we were on a Zoom last night, and we were talking to, you know, a recruit. And they're like, so and the parents, they're like, hold on, coach. So you're the head coach? And I was, yeah, I'm the head coach. I'm the one you've been speaking with. And they're like, oh, so who is Coach Cherry? Coach Cherry's like, oh, no, I'm the assistant. And so it was it's been funny just to kind of see, you know, the parents' reactions and also the recruits when it comes to age. You know, it's cool.
You know, for you, obviously, as a first-time head coach, I'm assuming that you found it pretty important to have, you know, a former head coach on your staff. And that's Scott, right? Scott did at a very high level, won four Big South regular season titles there at High Point. What kind of a luxury is it for you to have a guy like Scott on your staff?
You know what? Scott is he's an unbelievable person, first and foremost. And, you know, as a coach, you know, I've had the opportunity to know Scott a long time. You know, after my first season as an assistant at Kent State, we had some turnover. And, you know, there was a lot of uncertainty as far as where I would move on to. And Scott, when he was the head coach at High Point, he actually offered me a job. And so we've had a relationship for a long time. Even with my trips to Memphis, I will often call him and just meet up with him and, you know, just pick his brain just on, you know, the offensive end of the floor, defensively, and just, you know, dealing with player personnel, different attitudes. And so when I called him, you know, he jumped right to it. You know, he said, hey, look, I'm in. Tell me where I can get started. You know, I'm up there right away. And so just being able to have him here, you know, especially the last few weeks, being in the office, picking his brain, and being a first-time head coach, you know, leaning on his experience that he's had. And like you said, he's won four regular season championships before. You know, anything goes the right way, a couple injuries don't happen, he's probably at a bigger job. So, like I said, he's a blessing. I'm extremely blessed to have him. And I can't thank him enough for believing in me.
I know you've talked a lot about how much Mike White, the coach of Florida, has meant to you and having been with him. I got to imagine, though, it was a little bit of a blow to him because you've meant a ton to him as well with all the top 25 wins, the recruits. What was Mike's sort of what message to you when you came and told him that, Coach, it's time for me to head on? I imagine he's been expecting this, Coach Mincy, for a while, but I imagine it didn't come any easier to him. It's a blow to old Mike.
It did. You know what? Coach White, he's, you know, from the time he hired me in Louisiana Tech, he always had the same message. You know, I want to hire guys who are well-rounded in all areas and guys who are going to be potential head coaches. And, you know, it's very evident, as you see, you know, we laughed about it the other day, but now he has four former assistant coaches who are head coaches now.
Yep.
You know, Isaac Brown, Wichita State, Dusty
right.
May at Florida Atlantic, and now, you know, a guy I work with that's very close to me, Darius Nichols over there at Radford.
That's
and
right.
so, you know, Coach has a head coaching tree now. And so, we know we laugh about it. I talk to him every day, you know, pick his brain. Obviously, he's been really good for me from the standpoint of just understanding what it is to be a young head coach. You know, and just, you know, being level-headed, being grounded, and understanding that your focus needs to stay on the young men that you're coaching. Don't worry about everything else going on around you. Just focus on that group of young men. And so I was blessed to be around him. And obviously, you know, he has a powerful family.
Yeah.
But he gave me insight into, you know, not just the basketball world, but the athletic director world as well. So I was blessed to get that view.
We are, of course, talking to Jordan Mincy. He's the new coach there at Jacksonville. Played here, his high school basketball here in the city of Memphis. I saw today on Twitter, Coach, a guy was handing out some coaching grades, some higher grades. And he said when it came to you at Jacksonville, one of the things that he liked the most is who you played for at Kent State and who you coached under there at Kent State. And he gave you an A-. He gave the higher Jacksonville an A-. So you're going to have to work on that minus. But in terms of, you know, who you are as a coach, how much of it was sort of shaped by who you played for and who you coached under there at Kent State?
It was unbelievable. You know, Rob Sidneroff, the current head coach there now, he came and recruited me out of Memphis. He's been an intricate part of my life and my coaching career from a very young age. And so, you know, even when I make my decisions as far as, you know, going to work for Coach White or different job opportunities, I often lean on him and his experience throughout the profession. And so, you know, being able to play under Jim Christian, obviously, you know, 3 years, and also Geno Ford, the head coach now at Stony Brook. And then also, like I said, working with Geno Ford and working beside Rob Sidneroff, those guys gave me an inside look as far as how hard you had to work to be successful, you know, in this field. And just being able, like I said, to have them as resources and to always know that they're willing to lend a helping hand is a competitive advantage for me when it comes to, you know, trying to lay the foundation of this program.
Give us the pitch, because I know you're going to be after some Memphis kids, Jordan. I mean, you got the baby face. Looks like you still take a couple of them out on the court and beat them. Some of that, come and play for me at Jacksonville. Y'all in great conference, the A-Sun. I mean, like we talked about, you got an $8 million practice facility. I know you're going to work, but I like a lot of what you got, man.
Absolutely. You know, JU, it's an unbelievable campus. It's a beautiful campus. It sits right on the St. John's River. We're 15 minutes from the beach. And so it's a very close-knit family. And so, you know, obviously Jacksonville, beautiful city, great place to come live. And then also, you know, 4 years after playing, whether, you know, you get done playing and graduate and go pro, or you just want to get your degree and go right into the business world, it's a great place to start a business. It's an unbelievable place to start a business. And so the campus, we are a private institution, but at the same time, everybody knows everyone. And as I spoke on before, the people here, they're second to none as far as that family feel. And so you want to come play for a place that's a family, live in a beautiful place, and play in an up-tempo style of basketball, you love coming to JU.
And a man who was an absolute dog when he was leading those Ridgeway teams. Do you still keep in contact with those guys that was on that squad with you? Who was the most – you were the leader of those teams at point guard. You set the tone. Who else was on those squads with you back in the day?
You know what? We were loaded. We were loaded. Yeah. I was actually telling
Hennon
my staff.
Was loaded. Yeah.
It was loaded. I was telling my staff 2 weeks ago. I said, you know, it's different these days. A lot of guys transfer and go to prep school.
Yep.
I said, but, you know, I was on the team that had 11 or 12 guys. I believe the 12th guy, Desmond Cathy. he ended up playing football instead of basketball.
Yeah, yep, we remember him. Mm-hmm. Here at Memphis, too, yep. I want to tell you.
Sure yes, did. It was, yep.
Sure did, sure did. And so, you know, our starting five, you know, obviously you had Pierre Niles,
yep.
who ended up going to Memphis.
Yep.
At our four, we had Ernest Fields, who he runs a business now.
Yep.
Austin Peay. He owns a business down there now. Michael Rice, who could have played, decided just to go to South Florida. We're staying in contact often. I talk to him probably once or twice a month. Wes Channels, who went to Austin Peay as
right.
well.
Yep.
He was our starting shooting guard, and then myself at the point guard position. Like I said, we had a lot of young talent on that team as well.
Yeah, man. This transfer portal thing, last thing I got for you, Coach, is Yeah, right. I mean, I know it can be a blessing and a curse, but for a guy going into his first gig, I imagine, are you watching that thing every day? You trying to pull out a ton from it? How do you sort of approach it?
So along with Scott, you know what? I have a really good staff. I was able to get Trevor Deloach from Nipple State, and I was able to actually keep a Jacksonville alum, Vince Martin, on the staff. And so those guys have done an unbelievable job of, you know, identifying talent,
yep.
and we've actually done a really good job of recruiting, you know, a couple transfers. But the thing that we take pride in most is we've been able to keep our talented guys here at JU, yep. you know, especially during this transfer market and the coaching change. And so with those guys believing in us, helping us lay that foundation, and then being able to add, you know, some talented pieces along the way, we feel like we got a chance in our first year. And that's thanks to the transfer portal.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, congratulations on the job,
congrats,
man. We'll be
George,
following,
man.
Thanks for the time, as always.
Appreciate you, brother. Congrats.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Yes,
pleasure
sir.
To have you on, man.
He is Jordan Mincy, a Memphian, doing the head coaching thing there at Jacksonville.
It's going to be, you know, Tim Peet, who played at Tulsa, went to Central High School, I believe now an assistant at Radford. He's got Preston Laird, like it's about Trey Draper. Eventually, we're talking about these young guys that played high school basketball around here that now are sort of hitting that level now where they're either assistants. And Mincy has been doing it for a while too.
Yep.
I mean, he started so young as an assistant right out of Kent State. But those guys all sort of in that same age group that I just remember covering as high school players, all coming now to where they're about to have their own programs. I'm telling you, Trey ain't too far off. From the spot he's in down there at IMG and all the relationships that he's doing.
Yep.
My guy Tim Peet, like I told you, just moved up, got to Radford, and that was right after taking, I want to tell you, another job at UTC or something. He got pulled by Radford. So they're all sort of coming up to this level. They're all about to have their own programs and excited for Jordan, man. He's going to be a stud.
Yeah. The event out there, it's at Streets Ministries as well, I guess. It's all over Memphis. This Iverson Classic. So, Chet Holmgren and Paolo Banchero are playing each other right now. They're matching up, so that's fun. The number one recruit in 2021 and number one projected pick in 2022 NBA draft. I mean, that's what you're getting.
Literally, all these college coaches across the country, including Coach K, are like out their hands together today, saying, "Please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt. Please go." Because all their guys, Mark Few included, are all here this weekend in this thing, going in this All Star event. Told you it was this thing's real deal. This event over by Bartlett and everywhere else. This is high level. Got every NBA executive in feels like they're Sam Presti here to watch this thing. So it's major.
Yeah. All right. We will come back and wrap the thing up here on a Thursday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is an Odyssey station. Download the Odyssey app now and get the best sports station on the planet anytime, anywhere. And favorite 92.9 FM, ESPN Memphis. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
We are now Odyssey. So we're not any longer radio.com.
Correct.
Or internet.
Or internet.
We are Odyssey.
Yep.
Spelled like it sounds. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah.
Odyssey.
92.9 FM ESPN, an Odyssey station.
The playoff-powered rivalries in pro basketball and hockey are bringing new levels of excitement to sports betting. Now here's your chance to raise the stakes. Sign up with BetMGM using bonus code WRIGHT600, WRIGHT600, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $600. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and daily boosted odds specials. Step into the batter's box and swing for the fences with a baseball wager. Or take some big shots on the hardwood and the open ice instead. Ready to grab your piece of the action? All you have to do is simply download the BetMG app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code WRIGHT600, WRIGHT600, to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View, or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in May. That's $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with $1,000 off, $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
Blue Note Juke Joint, looking for a drink? Why wouldn't you drink Blue Note Juke Joint? It's my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. It's made right here in Memphis, crafted right here in Memphis. It's available wherever your favorite liquors are sold. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. Find all those recipes up at BlueNoteBourbon.com. Smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues is what I like to say, and it's true. Look for Blue Note Juke Joint. It is the bottle with the blue label and the guitar on it. Looks absolutely great sitting on your bar, and it tastes great as always. Just $29.99. That is all. A whole bottle is just $29.99, and it's a drink that's made right here, crafted in Memphis. There is nothing better than that. So what are you waiting for? Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more. Recruiters from all seven of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest-growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
Are you ready to earn extra income and start living again? Plan a vacation, pay off your car note, finish those house repairs? Join the Marcos Pizza Delivery Team. We pay the highest in total compensation for delivery drivers and receive a $100 bonus after working 100 hours. Take home cash nightly, full or part-time with flexible hours. We're handing out earned stimulus checks twice a month. Apply in person at any Mid-South area Marcos Pizza, including North Mississippi, or online at marcos.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome
This is some good music because you want to be smooth when it comes to Mother's Day, not look like the fool on Sunday who forgot their mom. I got the perfect place to go. It's Denstals. Yes, Denstals. Pick up something sweet for mom from Denstals. Lot to choose from, like their chocolate-covered strawberries. They'll always do the trick. So fresh. Then you've got that lovely chocolate on them. You can also do their chocolate-covered grapes or pineapple if you're into chocolate-covered fruit, your mom is. Denstals will gladly custom pack her favorite assortment. Maybe she doesn't just like one thing. She likes their truffles. She likes the nuts, the caramels. My favorite, the tartlettes. I know my mom likes those. They've also got the sugar-free items available, so mom can do it healthy, right? Do their candy healthy as well. Celebrate all the moms in your life, like we talked about. Your wife, the mother of your children, your mom. Denstals has got the perfect gift for all of them. All Denstals stores are open and ready to help you pick out the perfect Mother's Day gift. Like we said, they can custom pack the perfect box. Call today, place your order at Laurelwood, Collierville, Germantown, or Pleasant View, where they make the candy. Their new store downtown also all open. Denstals candies are made in Memphis, and they're enjoyed by the whole world. And certainly, mom's going to enjoy them on Sunday. Albert Pujols, John.
Yeah, I was just looking it up during the break. You'd said I'm way behind on this home because he's been with the Angels for too long.
He's fifth. He's fifth all time.
Fifth homers, third RBIs, and 15th with hits overall.
Now, is he done? The news is the Angels are releasing him, right?
That is, they were trying to designate him for assignment. That ain't going to play with Pujols.
Uh-huh.
No. So,
what is he now? 41, 51? What
I mean,
is
he? Might be 61 and we don't know.
What him. I call him is soon to be Hall of Famer, Albert Pujols. I call him Cubs killer, Albert Pujols. And yet, number five on the list of all-time home runs behind Barry, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth. Some don't like even saying Barry's name up there. They want that asterisk.
Yeah.
I know you one of them, John. I can feel it. Alex Rodriguez was after Babe, and then there's Pujols right there ahead of Willie Mays with 667 career homers. 29 or so behind Alex Rodriguez, batting, what was it this year, 185, 195? He just wasn't going to get
can't
there.
Can't hit.
Probably wasn't going to get up to number four. So, I don't know. Maybe some team adds him. It makes a lot of sense to me that the Cardinals, who made the right decision in letting him walk at the time, because didn't he want the
money?
He wanted a 10-year deal probably would have sunk y'all. You wouldn't be able to add anything at that point. You made the right move then. Right move now would be to, if this is all over, bring him back on a one day.
Sure.
Right? Retire a Cardinal.
Yep.
It's the only thing that's right. I could not stand Albert Pujols because he was so dang good. Along the same lines
really
as Aaron Rodgers.
Really good.
Unbelievable
for me,
player.
Right? Cubs killer, Bears killer.
Yeah, and look, I'll never forget.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you sound sick. Yeah, that was funny. This is some good comedy. Never forget what? Tell us your favorite. Give
us
your favorite
Pujols story.
Albert Pujols memory.
That time, man, I just couldn't. I fell out of my seat when he hit that one home run.
Which one?
It was the one where he hit that ball, man. It was just amazing.
Yeah, you hit 667 of them. Good job there, John.
Yeah, I'll just whatever Hogan said on Twitter, whatever Ben Hogan, whatever one that was. That's the one where I was like, man.
Cardinal fans have to do their flowery tweet to Pujols.
Yeah,
I
don't think.
You got to pay your respects. It does feel like
I don't think Cardinal fans appreciate him as much as they should. I really don't. I think there needs to be a little bit more reverence paid to him. And I'm not.
I actually think at the time the argument was Cardinals revered the hell out of him, maybe too much.
Loved
and the
him.
Franchise made a very strategic decision that wasn't popular with the fans.
No, they hated it.
A lot of them hated it. They said, you have to just pay them all the money. Turns out they were right to do that.
Give them everything you got.
Just give them all the money.
Yeah.
Give them all the money. They were right.
Well, you guys haven't been the same ever since Pujols left. There's no doubt about that.
Pretty good.
Would you guys win one World Series?
Only one.
That's
yes.
nothing.
Only
what a joke.
One of your 11?
As Jason, you know, how many would you have won if Albert was still there?
I think they'd probably
five,
where
six.
At.
Albert's one of the best. One of the best. 72 years old. He's still doing it at a high level.
Like your Pujols takes.
Yeah. Fun.
72 years old, still
John
doing it at a high
on
level.
John baseball. Yes.
Yeah.
Just making a whole segment.
No, I mean like Albert Pujols. Honestly, I am so.
You got nothing.
I'm not even a casual baseball fan. I am somebody like I can tell you. I know what Barry Bonds looks like. Yep. And that's it. You know, I mean, that's about as far as I can go with baseball. But Albert Pujols was a name who you just – he broke through. He crossed over the mainstream to the non-baseball fan, right? Because he was just a great home run hitter.
I'll give you that.
But, you know, do you want me to come on here today and wax about Albert Pujols' career and this, that, the other? It just ain't happening.
Who's your favorite baseball player of all time there, John?
I don't have one. I really don't have one.
I don't have any connection whatsoever to anybody that's ever played baseball.
And I would tell you, that's baseball's problem. Because literally generations
now. You hold
now,
me up every
generations
time,
now haven't given a damn, haven't cared to have a favorite player. That's the problem.
Yeah.
There's the disconnect. They stopped trying to appeal to the young fan and all that, and now it's playing catch-up.
Sure.
And it feel like I've told you, I've compared this to a newspaper situation that was behind the times on the internet coming around. No, we'll be old newspaper. We'll be fine. We'll always be here. Sort of that same thing with baseball. We'll always be America's sport. We don't have to work to go out and get new fans. They'll come. We'll be America's pastime. And it just passed them right on by. And guys have grown up and, hell, John about to be a 30-year-old man.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the slightest clue or a player when it comes to baseball. That's baseball. That's nothing wrong with John. That's something wrong with baseball.
100%.
America changed,
yeah,
didn't it, John? America changed.
Two different Americas.
You know who they started following? Kobe and LeBron.
Well, I mean, it's more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It's a more exciting.
NFL was always there. It was always the giant. But Kobe and LeBron and making that, you know, the drama that is NBA basketball, it sucked some of it out of there. There's no question about that. And the numbers have just changed. They've just, for baseball, it's sunk like a rock in terms of interest level. Heck, even participation level from when it comes to, you know, people of color. That's dropped off to where, you know, Latin Americans have become the more so than blacks, because in the 70s, hell, you had a lot of black players you could look around and see. I know that you weren't looking for a black player.
I wasn't watching baseball. But
all of my favorite baseball players were black players. Vince Coleman, Ozzie Smith, Willie McGee, and they were...
Oh, Vince, base-stealing tail.
Man, that was those 80s baseball teams out of St. Louis, that's what I grew up on. And
Ozzie come out and do the flip.
That was so good, doing that flip before the games.
Couldn't stand it, but he's a good man. And most of my family's from Missouri, so they loved him. All my uncles are Cardinals fans, so I had to get with it or get hit with it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you talking a little baseball today, John. Very, I loved what you had to offer.
Good insight.
Jonathan Gavone is out at the Streets Ministries gym following along with the Iverson Classic. Is that Ty-Ty Washington? He's here, too. Little known fact. I thought Ty-Ty Washington was a female the first time I saw him. If you go back to my tweets, it was in Atlanta in 2018, and I said there's a girl playing in this game. There is a woman in this game, and
this is recently decommitted from Creighton Ty-Ty.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Little did I know it was Ty-Ty the whole time.
It was a man.
Chuck Lawson had to reach out to me and let me know that's actually not.
Oh, I know. He was like, this fool ain't never gonna get it. I thought it was Chuck Lawson.
I mean, I don't know why.
The damn fool thinks it's a girl.
I think the
out
jerseys
here
were pink, man. I don't remember. Something threw me off, man. My meter's broken. I don't know what's going on with me anymore. But he's out there at the Iverson Classic. Lots of talent in Memphis. Big time day for sports in the city of Memphis. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Ben Golliver. Thanks to Jordan Mincy for joining us on the show today. Gianna and Jeffrey, next, don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis is home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station.
The NBA season is rolling along, games every single day. Baseball season has been super fun so far. The PGA Tour returning to Memphis, it's just around the corner. If you're the type of person who likes to enjoy sports while sipping a drink, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka, a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smooth. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm months. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, orange, peach, pineapple. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh, or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Want to sell your home stress-free? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis.
No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. The Live Love Group at RE/MAX Experts, licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. Call 901-410-8818.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Howie, Mother's Day is Sunday. How's Robert Irwin Jewelers helping us out?
Making sure mom gets diamonds. That's what she wants.
Oh, yes, sir.
One of the most popular sellers right now are these beautiful quarter carat diamond hoop earrings that we have. They're only $399. Mom would love a pair of those.
Yes, she would.
Mom also loves to stack rings now. And we've got great stackable rings, all different types, different shapes, different gemstones. Mostly diamonds, though, because I'm a diamond guy. All at Robert Irwin Jewelers starting at $199.
Five locations or online at rijewelers.com.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when next.
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Sorry. Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sorry to interrupt your jams.